We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
That's my goal. I'm not looking for a spouse. Majority of my life is spent trying to find the nearest Cinnabon.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I love to live in a state of delusion. It's one of my favorite things to do.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Give this homeless guy money for a meal or call the police? And that's the question of the day. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This entire event that took place over the weekend, it was just wild. I meet up with my friends on Park Ave for breakfast, Breeze, and we posted up at the bar like we typically do. It's the best seat in the house.
Sure.
And we were indulging ourselves in a little brunch. And halfway through the meal, this homeless guy comes in and he puts all of his belongings in a bag onto the bar. And you can tell he was on a little something. I don't know what it was, but you can't really assume these days. It could be anything. So he gets a cup of coffee, and you can just kind of tell he was going through it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And he gets the coffee. He's kind of a bit of a... He's tweaking a little bit. So as soon as he sits down, the total vibe in the place shifts. And now the bartenders are automatically on guard. I can totally pick up on their energy. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
It just got quiet in there. And I got no problem with this. I think everyone deserves like a meal. But you can't start scaring the other patrons
right. And
acting all crazy. If you can't keep yourself together, then you just can't be in the restaurant. And this guy starts telling the bartender that there's going to be a problem. So he goes, gets the owner of the establishment, and she says, "Sir, do we have a problem? If there's a problem, you're going to have to leave." He goes, "Hell yeah, we got a problem."
Oh my God, what happened?
She goes, "Well, what's the problem, sir?" He goes, "The problem is I'm homeless once again." He starts yelling. I'm sitting elbow to elbow with this guy. So obviously, I'm totally zoned in. So he goes, "The problem is I'm homeless once again, and this guy sitting next to me points directly at me, says he ain't wearing his badge right now, but everyone already knows he tried pistol whipping me and shooting me in the face last week."
What?
Yeah.
You're like, "My dream to come RPD is coming true." Classic.
Yeah, now at this point, obviously I'm flattered because everyone knows I secretly want to be a cop. Then he goes, "It's all good." That's how he said it. He goes, "It's all good because I'm not going to retaliate." So the manager goes, "Well, obviously you are looking for a problem. So why don't we go ahead and fix it?" So she gets on her phone and I'm assuming she's calling the police. And my buddy, who I don't know, so intelligent, but also came off so unaware, goes, "Hey, He goes, tell the bartender put an extra 50 on my tab so this guy can eat."
What?
I said, "What?" He goes, "He's hungry. He needs to eat and drink." I said, "That may be, but you kind of picked the wrong time to do a good deed."
Yeah, take him to McDonald's.
I was like, "Bro, the cops are coming. The cops
right.
are." And this guy literally thinks I pistol whipped him. He goes, "Do the right thing. Do the right thing." I said, "How? I don't understand. Like, I'm all about doing the right thing. I said, but this may not be the time and the place. You want to give this bartender $50 for this guy to sit here even longer than he is? They're dying to try and get him out of here.
Right.
He goes, put yourself in his shoes. What if that was you? I said, I don't think that would.
I don't think that'd be me.
I don't think. And so he goes, you're hungry and thirsty, and you come in for a hot meal, and you get kicked out. I said, like, that's fine, but how am I in the wrong here? The owner is on the phone with the police because she wants him gone. I said, the best thing we can do right now is pay the bill and leave. That's the thing. That's what I said. I said, the best thing we can do is pay the bill and leave.
I mean, you're driving away.
Well, that's what we did. We left because the crazy guy next to me ruined the entire experience. And if that, I told my buddy, if he didn't come in and act all weird and erratic, we would probably still be there at that bar spending more money. So was I in the wrong for wanting to leave? Like, I'm not going to lie. I was picking up on this guy's energy and I didn't feel super safe.
Right.
And I think I made the right call. But right. Correct me if I'm wrong. 585-252-9800. Would you have got up and left or sat and bought this guy a meal? He thinks I pistol whipped him last week.
I definitely wouldn't have bought him a meal if he was verbally attacking you. It's kind of crazy. Also, shame on your friend. He's like, I actually picked this guy's side over yours, who I've known way longer. But yeah, that's fine.
I was like, I don't understand. Like, what conversation are you listening to? Because this GM of, I'm assuming, was the GM or the owner of this restaurant. She was very taken back.
Mm.
He came in, sat down, threw his entire bag of like laundry onto the bar, and like, yeah, give me a cup of coffee. It's like, it's about to get weird in here. I'm telling you right now. The laundry.
I wouldn't stay. I'd be out. By the way, I don't trust anybody.
You worked in restaurants forever. Have you ever had? Well, no. The restaurants you worked in, Canandaigua. Nobody went in there.
It's a private club. Yeah. You actually can't get in. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you've never had to deal with that.
I don't care if you have the best job in the world. If you're not a member, you're not coming in. So sorry.
Andrew says, what's up, guys? Yeah, I don't trust anybody today. People are more unstable than they ever have been. Mm-hmm. I would have paid the bill and left, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Really, and not to mention, mental health is a huge thing today. And when you throw what I'm assuming hard drugs into the mix, I mean, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Most people have something called intuition. Usually when the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, it's for a reason. You should probably listen to that. And that's what I was trying to do. I'm very, what I would call worldly. I've been around the block a few times. I've seen some things. This is not alarming to me. Correct. I just pay more attention to it. You know, I wouldn't say I was frightened. I was concerned because the guy put his finger in my face and obviously was like, hey, this guy isn't wearing his badge, but he was last week when he pistol whipped me and tried to shoot me in the face. I'm like, oh, well, this is actually concerning. I should probably pay attention.
You're like, no, me having a
doppelganger. Yeah. RPT.
I think it's very concerning. And like, if your friend really wanted
it's
to help,
crazy he wanted to stay.
If your friend really wanted to help this guy out, he would have brought him to Open Door Mission or like one of the services that like actually are trained to handle and caretake for these type of situations because they are very delicate situations.
No, I know. Is Open Door Mission, are they able to help people with, like, you know, mental health issues, too? Mm-hmm. I don't know who takes care of that.
Yeah, it's all one thing. So it's actually right down the street from us here in High Falls. And they give people resources. You know, obviously, mental health, huge part in that. And they know people coming in struggle with a lot of different things.
You know, yes. There was a couple of times. So we're down in High Falls, the studios. So when I leave in the morning, there's always this one guy at the corner near Commercial Street. And he's always asking for money. And there's a handful of times I helped him out. But one day, and they don't like to hear this, I rolled down my window, said, hey, man, Open Door Mission's right around the corner. Like maybe if you're hungry or you need to talk to somebody, they have resources there. They can help you out. I don't don't need that. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh. Here's a dollar. They get upset.
Like, do you take Venmo?
Yeah, they get really upset when you try to offer them something else than a buck or two. But, you know, we're not in their shoes. I don't know what they're going through.
One time, Devin's from the afternoon show was leaving. He wasn't on air at the time. He was actually a promotions director. And we had just had a meeting. And he had a full pizza left. And
he offered it up.
He took it home because it was going to go bad here. So he, same thing, saw the person on the corner and he's like, do you have any money? And he's like, I don't, but I have a full pizza. Like if you're hungry, and Devin's is very frugal. Love that about him, but gave him the pizza. And Devin's is driving away, and he just sees the man frisbee the pizza into the air. Devin's is like, I would have froze that and ate it for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So there's that. Thank you so much.
Use the pizza as a frisbee. Yeah. One time I offered my Wegmans sub. I was like, here you go, man. You look hungry. He goes, is there mayo on it? I said, yeah. He goes, nah, I'm vegan.
Literally me. I rolled down the window, had a huge bag of pretzels that I wasn't going to eat. And I was like, here you go. And they're like, you got any chicken? I was like, no. They're like, I'm so hungry. I'm like, I gave you pretzels. They're like, not good enough. I'm like, all right, I'll go. No, I'll go.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one music station. 98.1.
Governor Kathy Hochul is here in Monroe County for the morning. Over at MCC at 9:30, she's going to be chatting about all things when it comes to economic development and things of that nature. But also, recently, she gave an update on vehicle theft cases around Rochester under the new program that she's rolled out. It's been 5 months since Governor Kathy Hochul announced the Comprehensive Auto Theft Reduction Strategy, a.k.a. CARS. For a 5-point plan to combat last year's rise in car theft statewide, which Rochester obviously was not great. It works in tandem with state police, who are ramping up law enforcement when it comes to high theft areas, aka Rochester.
A lot of Kias, a lot of Hyundais went missing last year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are still missing.
DMV investigators have recovered more than 280 stolen vehicles across the state in 2023, according to Governor Kathy Hochul. Rochester police said that they've seen a drop in stolen vehicles since last July due to multiple factors, including increased enforcement between several law enforcement agencies and juvenile establishment centers as well and programs. So, I mean... glad to know that, but also a lot of it probably has to do with the weather as well. You know, crime always ramps back up in the summer because everyone's out and about. But
oh, it's beautiful weather to steal a car. Yeah,
absolutely. Governor Kathy Hochul pleads with people saying, take the necessary steps to make sure your vehicle is safe. Do the steering lock. Install some anti-theft protection. This guy waited and was like, I did all that. My car still got stolen, so not really sure. With an anti-theft wheel lock? How?
That's a great question. They probably just took the entire steering wheel off and drove without it.
Right. Right, of course. Yeah. So, Governor Kathy Hochul here in Monroe County, over at MCC this morning.
Parents, do you know what's in your kids' food? Parents have no way of knowing if their baby food has metals, lead, arsenic, or mercury in it because companies don't have to test their ingredients or the finished products. And that just is wild to me. So you got manufacturers that are doing very little testing, but consumer groups like Consumer Reports, they've done their homework. And they found the foods with the highest levels of heavy metals or rice cereals, as well as snacks and meals with rice. Also baby foods. If you feed your kids baby food that has sweet potatoes and carrots in it, that tends to have a much higher count of heavy metals in it. And heavy metals that end up in your baby's food usually comes from contamination and manufacturing or pesticides. Babies are more affected by heavy metals, and the harm can definitely be lifelong. Number of heavy metals have been associated with behavior issues, causing problems with ADHD, problems with reading and learning. And so if they're exposed to these metals earlier on in life, there's that potential that can cause long-term effects. So Tish James, she's the leading group of 20 attorneys, and she's calling out the FDA for doing absolutely nothing.
Oof. Terrible.
When usually they should be protecting us, they're doing the opposite here. And she pointed out that the FDA created a plan in April of 2021 in which it set deadlines for issuing guidelines for this situation, but now it completely backed off of those deadlines. So the FDA's plan for was from October of 2022, and it would issue final guidelines on lead in April of this year. So people who purchase their products are being asked to educate themselves in knowing what's worth the purchase and what isn't. For more info, you can head on over to consumerreports.org and get a list of some of those foods and baby foods that have a higher risk of lead in them, along with metals and arsenic and mercury and all that stuff.
Oh my goodness. Okay, we're done with that. I'm absolutely terrified, and I don't need to eat baby food.
Did you see that trend on TikTok a couple years ago? All these people that were working out in the gym, they went on that protein trend with eating nothing but baby food because it was packed with protein.
Oh my God. Couldn't be me.
No.
I'm disgusted.
Coming up on the show, how would you feel if your mother or father, along with the rest of the residents at the nursing home, got Valentine's Day cards from the local funeral parlor in town? Yeah, some people were pretty pissed off, but how can you blame them? Was this an attempt to lure in new customers?
Oh my God. This is weird.
Can't blame them for trying. We're going to talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free and
40 degrees for the high today, but there will be plenty of sun. Nothing like a little Justin Bieber to start the morning off. Welcome back, you guys. You got PXY Mornings. It's Moose and Breezy on this Tuesday. The nursing home that my sweet, sweet 99-year-old grandmother is currently staying at, and I don't like to use that word. I like to call it an adult home. Assisted living. Yeah, assisted living.
I said that to my grandma once. I was like, how's the nursing home? She was like, it's not a nursing home. It's assisted living. I was like,
yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
It's fair. Well, they recently got a big batch of Valentine's Day cards for its residents, and they all came from a local funeral home.
Hmm.
And some of the family members are pissed. I should really ask my mother how she feels about this. Haven't really had a chance to dive into conversation, but they're saying that this was incredibly insensitive, and I think so. Their nursing home says it's no big deal. At least they got a Valentine. Really? How is this no big deal? It's like a cow getting a birthday card from a butcher. Happy birthday. Enjoy it because it's going to be your last.
Oh, my God.
Was this done in bad taste? 585-252-9800. And I don't think a single resident was overjoyed to receive them. So as of now, the situation is some family members were upset, claiming, yes, that this was insensitive and shameless marketing. Then I found out some people are blaming the nursing home for having handed them out because the cards were dropped off.
Yeah, they allowed it.
It's not like they came through the mail. They were dropped off, but they made sure to pass them out. And the nursing home says, yes, it's no big deal.
It's insensitive marketing, but genius nonetheless. I will say that.
Yeah, well, I can't argue with that. I mean, look, we're all looking for new customers, new listeners all the time. You're trying to think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
By box, I'm referring to coffin. So the nursing home said, this is no big deal. We value the support and engagement of all of our neighbors in the community. And residents were thrilled to receive the cards. And they said, the nursing home said, they had a lovely day celebrating. Okay, first off, I've been to this home on Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. Christmas, New Year's Eve, Easter, 4th of July. If they were celebrating Valentine's Day the same way they were the rest of those holidays, I can guarantee you they were not having a good time.
You have not been there for all those holidays. Keep it 100.
I've stopped in for a majority of those. Yeah, I have. You got to see my grams.
On the 4th of July?
4th of July? That's probably the one I didn't go to. You know, it's hard to be at an adult assisted living home.
Go straight from a keg stand to go see Graham.
No, the opposite. You have to show up to this place sober. You can't go there drunk.
You're like, trust me, I've tried.
It's tacky. And I'm like, I don't understand
it. I don't know.
There's no way these people are having a good time.
But but I am going to play devil's advocate and say, yeah, they probably weren't having a great time. And receiving a card from somebody, literally anybody, especially the ones that have since had their entire family pass, they have nobody there for them. Receiving something on Valentine's Day, even if it is from a funeral home, is better than receiving nothing.
Breezy, sometimes receiving nothing is the best gift.
No, it's not. Not when you've been alone for, 20 years and you've received nothing in 20 years and nobody comes and visits you and nobody talks to you and you're very much alone.
I normally assisted living is towards the end of your life. If your family was trying to put you in there 20 years ahead of time, there's a bigger issue here.
And that's what even more of a reason why you need a Valentine's Day card from a funeral home.
Margaret, are you having fun? Huh? Are you having fun? Do I want some gum?
Oh.
That's what I heard. It's so hilarious when you go in there.
I don't. I think the real people who are pissed off about this are their family members because they're just looking for something to be upset about. And they had a funeral, plan lined up with their buddy from high school. And they promised that they would, have it there.
I just got three separate texts from three different people that said, you went there on 4th of July?
You didn't go there on
4th of July.
Why
is 4th of July a big deal?
Because it's like a drinking holiday. You did not go see your grandma on 4th of July.
No,
BS.
No, I did. I just told you. That's one of the holidays I did not attend. But I've been there during these big holidays. I know what they do there. And these people are not having the time of their lives. Trust me. Would you? So what does a funeral home write in a Valentine's Day card to people on their way out?
Well, did you see it?
Yes.
What did it say?
See you soon. No, but it's the worst thing they could have done. It's just not in good taste. So yeah, I totally get why some of the residents were pissed off. Also, by the way, one of the residents who's 80 is getting moved out this week by her son because he was so offended by it. He packed her up and he's like, we're out of here.
Grandma doesn't even know what's going on.
So, 80's not that old, to be quite honest. I don't know what other issues.
Depending
on what other issues she has. Here's a couple of the Valentine's Day cards, okay? So, when opening, one, instead of it's reading something like, be mine, it read, be ours. Love so-and-so funeral home. Creepy.
I mean, yeah, wording's kind of important for this one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How do you print 100 of these and think that was in good taste? I mean, people are so unaware these days.
And also, not for nothing, but like...
Be ours. Jeez.
Not for nothing, but the person who's dying or dead normally doesn't have a say in where they're going. Unless you were like my old babysitter whose funeral I just attended and she planned the whole thing and spoke at her own funeral. I talked about that back in November.
No, majority of people know where they're going. This is all set up prior, unless it's
not always.
Well, a lot of the times, that's all worked out. You have wills, you plan ahead, you have tombstones, you know where you're headed.
But I'm just saying, if you were to get a card and you see, oh, wow, this is really nice, I'm going to change my whole plan.
No, but I understand what they were doing. I understand this funeral home was definitely marketing. They're looking for new clientele. Smart,
hats off
yes.
to them. Hats off to them.
Tacky, yes, of course.
Genius yet insensitive marketing. I will put it in that category.
Here's another one.
It's something you would do, I feel like.
Brightening the lives of nursing home residents. Happy Valentine's Day from your friends at so-and-so funeral home.
See, that's not bad.
From your friends. Look at the text coming in. Let me get to some of these. Sup, Jeff. The only thing that was happening here was a funeral director going out of his way to attract new customers. He had the right idea, just not the best place or time. Carrie says, why are so many people upset by this? I get why they were soliciting new customers. When people reach the end of their lives and families are already trying to make arrangements, I think this was a good idea on the funeral parlor's part. Yeah, well, the funeral home, listen, I understand, people make arrangements at the end of their life. They don't know who's done that, who hasn't, kind of like you were just saying.
Right, right.
Which is why they decided to use Valentine's Day as a way to do that. This person says, Moose, my grandma got a Valentine's Day card the other day, and it said, I choose my Valentine's Day cards like I choose my nursing homes. Low cost and in a hurry.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Not my heart sinking.
Oh, my God. When you walk through some place like this, I'm telling you, it puts a lot into perspective, Breezy.
It almost lights
a fire under your ass. Like, hey, I should probably really get living. Because some of those people, when I push my grandma around in the chair and I look in the rooms, these people don't have the lights on. They don't have the TV running. They are looking at a wall. It's almost like they're waiting.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Sir, do you need anything? Anything at all?
No idea where he is.
What?
No,
and I'm like, it's just so sad to see it. But it puts so much into perspective of what's important. You got to start living, man.
I have an idea.
We should go there today. We'll go see my Grams.
We should bust Grams out. She can live with you. It'll be good.
No, listen, I'm not trying to shed this in a bad light. They take good care of her over there, especially when my mom walks in. They don't mess around. They take very good care of her. But it is sad to see the people who are there and none of their family comes to visit.
That's why they need the cards. And I'll reiterate that one more time. That's why they need the Valentine's Day cards from the funeral homes. They're not getting anything from nobody.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's a tough scene.
Yeah, it really is.
At least they have friends, you know, waiting for them.
98PXY traffic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.